Amen. This being Palm Sunday, I wanted to deal a little bit on the topic of Christ, amen, and his redemptive power. And I tell you what, it's hard to preach about Easter, about the resurrection, without the crucifixion. Amen. Many times I preach about the birth of Christ at Christmas time. I can't hardly preach about the birth, Brother Tommy, without preaching about his death.
Right.
Amen. Because the reason why he came into this world, he was born that he might die. Amen. And his life would be a ransom for many. I'm so glad that he died for his church. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, starting at verse number 6. I won't be long here. Amen. In preaching to here this evening. Amen. Starting in 1 Corinthians 2 and 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. Listen here. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mastery, in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse number 8, where I want to take my text from, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Which none of the princes of this world, amen, world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. If God would help us for just a few moments right here tonight, I'd like to preach on, did Satan know about the plan of redemption? Amen. Did Satan know about God's plan of redemption? Hallelujah. Great God. That's almost like asking, did Hitler know the Allied plan? Amen.
Yeah.
The decision of the high command, Eisenhower's plan for the invasion on the banks of Normandy, even the spots that they had picked. No, Hitler did not know that. Amen. I'm told that none of the princes of this world knew. Amen. For Paul said, had they known,
right,
they would have never crucified the Lord. Praise God. Amen. That still remains a supreme mistake that Satan made. Mm-hmm. Satan knows what the natural man may do. Amen. I believe that. Praise God. Some people, I've heard in my Christian walk down through the years, Brother Chuck, some people say that you better watch, the devil knows what you say and he knows what you do. I don't think the devil's all knowing like God is. Amen. I believe the devil can stake out and map out the plan of the natural man. I believe that's why the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit.
Right.
Because the devil cannot discern the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Woo. Hey, God. Amen. A person directed by the Holy Ghost, amen, is a surprise to the devil. Amen. We have a close-up of this narrative of Job. Amen. To prove my point, I thought Job would make a great example. Satan came visiting. Amen. And he came up to God, and he said, amen, you've got a hedge about Job. Hallelujah. You've got him protected. Amen. And if you remove that hedge, I believe he'll curse you. Amen. I believe he'll turn from you. And God spoke to the devil there in Job, I think it was 1 and 8, and he said, Job is a perfect man. Amen. One that feareth God and escheweth evil. Hallelujah. And in other words, he gave the devil, amen, permission to, amen, start to go against Job. Hallelujah. And now I want you to notice this, amen. The devil told God there that if he would let him, amen, take away Job's possessions, then Job would curse God and give up. Amen.
Yeah.
But that was the devil's thought. He really believed Job would do that. But did the devil know? No, he did not know. Hallelujah. Why? Because we read the rest of the story. Amen. How that Job lost his family. Not only did he lose his family, he lost his camels. He lost his sheep. He lost his possessions, Brother Gene. He lost his everything that he had. He really lost his relationship with his wife. Amen. His wife said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? Hallelujah. But I love there the last part of chapter number 1. Job said, naked came I into this world. And naked wicked shall I return thither.
Yeah.
What are you saying? The devil did not know, amen, the plans that God had for Job. Amen. The devil said, Job, you'll give up. But God said, right there's a perfect man. Right there's a man that fears God and escheweth evil. Right there's a man that if he's put to the test, he'll be able to stand. Amen. Hey, God, I come to tell you here today, amen, the devil does not know the plan of God. Paul told us in, amen, 1 Corinthians 2 and 8, that had he known the plan, that they would not have crucified the Christ. This being Palm Sunday, Brother Tommy, amen, within this week coming up, amen, great God, will be the Passion Week, and we celebrate, and many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, that sinful men got their hands, amen, on our Savior, Jesus Christ, and they crucified him, they hung him on a cross. I'd like to tell the devil tonight, you thought that you was doing it, that you had the upper hand on God, but Paul said, had you known that, hey God, and but feel the Holy Ghost just preaching to a couple of, but Paul said, had you known that, amen, they would not have crucified. Why? Because I tell you why, amen, Jesus had to die, amen, hey God, his blood had to be shed, amen, the devil did not know that. He knows a lot of things, but he did not know God's eternal plan of salvation. Hallelujah. It was God's plan. I tell you, he told Jesus, amen, he told us that before the foundations of the world was ever laid, that he was the lamb that was slain. Hey God, it was God's plan from the beginning that Jesus would bleed and that he would die on a cross. I come to tell you, devil, you thought you knew, but you didn't know. I said, devil, you thought he was getting the upper hand, but you wasn't getting the upper hand. It was God who came out victorious in the end. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. Paul made that discovery, and he said, Satan does not know what God knows. Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Amen. Ephesians, Brother Tommy asked him to read me a couple verses here tonight. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3. Great God, starting at verse number 11, amen, just read one verse of scripture, but Satan does not know, great God, the plan of God, the plan of God's redemption is the eternal purpose of God, which was purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Tell us, Brother Tommy, what Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 11 says.
According to the eternal purpose.
Wait there. Hey God, this probably gets a little deeper and I have time, amen, to preach the way we are right here tonight. But it was God's eternal purpose. Woo! Hallelujah. Devil, hey God, you tried to kill him when he was a baby.
Yeah.
And Joseph and Mary had to run down to Egypt and try to rescue the young baby's life. Devil, you thought that if you could get your hands on him and kill the Messiah and kill the Christ, kill the only begotten of the Father, that you had things wrapped up. But devil, what you didn't realize is it was God's eternal plan. Hey, before the first foundational stone was laid in eternity, God said, amen, my son's got to go to the cross down on Golgotha on Calvary's hill and give his life a ransom. I don't know about you, but I come to tell you, this was God's eternal purpose. This was God's eternal plan. Satan, you lost. You thought you won, but you lost. Hey God, it was God's plan to send his son to Calvary.
Yes.
Finish that up.
Which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Woo! It was his plan, hallelujah, which he had purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Hey God, until the plan of redemption became the priority of the New Testament after the day of Pentecost and the church began to demonstrate the eternal victory that Calvary, that an open tomb, and that the ascension had secured, Satan apparently had no idea of heaven's strategy.
Right.
He thought he was the winner. Hey God, and in complete command of the planet. But oh, God's plan saw different. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Devil, you unleashed Pentecost. Hallelujah. What happened? I tell you what happened after Jesus was crucified. Amen. And he went back to sit at the right hand of the throne on high. Great God, are you Trinitarian? 100%. Amen. I am Trinitarian. I believe that God is sitting on the throne. I believe that his son is at the right hand of the throne on high. And Jesus said, and if I go away, what did he say? I'll send you a comforter that he may abide with you. Devil, what you wasn't planning for. Hey, did the devil really know the plan of God? I said no. If he had him, Paul said he would have never crucified him. You know why? Because Jesus said, if I go away, I'll send you. The devil wasn't planning on Pentecost. He wasn't planning, amen, on the Holy Ghost coming. It brought the church to a new dimension. Hey, amen. I come to tell you, the book of Acts never has an ending. You know why? Because it's still going on. I said the power's still real. The Holy Ghost is still alive. The church is still doing miracles. Devil, what you wasn't planning on, amen, is Pentecost. I said it's still rolling on. It's still going on. The power of God's still real. The blinded eyes are still being opened. The dead is still getting up. Hey, I come to tell you, devil, you made a big mistake. You thought you was getting one up on the Lord. But hey, you didn't know God's plan.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost here. Woo!
Jesus.
Oh, amen. Oh, devil, what you didn't realize, you unleashed, amen, the plan of God's eternal plan for man. Is what Dake called it. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. This wisdom results in the glory of God's people. This wisdom not only results in the glory of God's people, but also it is hidden from the unsaved world. Who are the princes of the world that Paul was speaking about? Brother Gene, I believe it was those that were in authority of that day. Those that had the power.
Yeah.
What about old Herod? What about old Pilate? Amen. That looked at Christ and said, don't thou knowest that I've got power?
Yeah.
Amen. To send you to crucifixion or not? Hey, God, Jesus told him, said, thou don't have no power except the Father give it to you. What you didn't understand, princes and powers of that day, you didn't understand God's plan. Hey, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I wonder, Brother Tommy Romans, in 2020, hey, right here the first couple of days of April, our country's shaking. I wonder if the princes of our day even know the plan of God. Hey, church, we're in waters uncharted.
Woo!
We're in places we've never been. And the princes of today, they don't know the will of God. It's time the church get up. I said it's time the church arise. And we have revival. And we have a move of God. Hey, somebody said, amen, if this lasts much longer, we'll lose 50% of our churches. I don't know about that. I believe it's going to boost the church. I believe God's driving America to her knees. I believe God's awakening us up another time. Get up, church. Get up. Wake out of that sleep and realize that God is arousing the greatest giant upon all the earth, and that is the church.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Wake up, church.
Yes, God.
Wake up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo! Amen. It's a staggering thought that we shall one day share in the very glory of God. I read this, Brother Tommy, real quick. See if you can give me John, St. John 17:24. Praise God. You got your Bibles out there in radio land. Read 22-24. But for the time's sake, we're going to get you John 17:24 right now. Go ahead and read it for me, Brother Tommy.
Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am.
Woo. Listen, listen. He said, Father, I will. That they was now, who to give him? To give him the church. He given you and I. He said, I will that they be with me. Go ahead.
That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me.
Woo!
For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
Amen. God said that they may have this glory that thou hast given me. Devil, I'm asking you a question tonight. Did the devil know the plan of redemption 1,000 times? No. What the devil didn't realize is that when we come out of this, who's we, the church? I'm not speaking of angelic beings. I'm not speaking of angels. I'm speaking of that select crowd. I'm speaking of the redeemed. Hey, God, who sing a song that the angels cannot sing. Jesus said, amen, that I'm going to bring them to me and I'm going to give them glory. Hey, God, like I've got with you. Woo! You didn't plan for that. We're going to be raptured out of here one of these days. When's it going to come? I think sooner than later. I'm looking for the rapture. I'm looking for the coming of the Lord. Get ready, church. Amen. There's wars. There's rumors of wars. There's pestilence. There's sickness. Devil, you didn't plan for that. The true church of the living God will never run and hide in a corner. But it's going to arise. Thank God. In the last day.
Yes.
The devil didn't account for that, did he?
No.
Woo!
Glory.
That we're going to be glorified. Amen. Just like Jesus had glory with the Father.
Yes.
My. I'm about to feel like preaching here.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen. This wisdom is hidden from the unsaved world, which are the princes. Great God. Certainly, the men who were in charge of the government when Jesus was upon the earth did not know who he really was. Hey God, when Jesus on the cross prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Think about that. Here they hung our Savior up. He was prophesied from the beginning. Amen. That one would have to come and be the propitiation for the sins of all the humanity. And in the time, the space of time, God sent his Son. But they rejected him. But they crucified him.
Yeah.
Oh God, they didn't even know who he was, Paul said, because he said, had they known, the devil would have never crucified him.
Woo!
Woo!
Holy
God, Lord. Cared. The other rulers were not recognized, amen, for any special wisdom. The wisdom of this age has its origin in the rulers of this age. Hey, God, which is the devil. That's right, the God of this world, that's the devil. That's who people in this world. Hey man, I know we're live here. Hey God, I'm trying to be good best I can here. But you look at this, church. You look at how things has played out. Brother King just said before church started, people thought they needed all this. Hey God, there's no live sports going on. Did you know that?
Right.
God shut the sports world down. Amen. There's no sports bars, no restaurants. Amen. The entertainment business is shut down.
Yeah.
Hey God. Why? Because I believe God is telling America, you don't need gods. You don't need idol gods. Great God, you need the one true God.
Woo!
And his name's Jehovah. Amen. Help us, Lord, to wake up and realize that God is trying to help America.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! The satanic forces, including the devil himself, did not understand God's great eternal plan. They could understand from the Old Testament scriptures that the Son of God would be born, that he would die, but they could not grasp the full significance of the cross because these truths were hidden by God. In fact, Ephesians, if you still got Ephesians 3 and 10, in fact, it is now through the church that these truths are being revealed to the principalities and to the powers of the world of today. Amen. Ephesians 3 and 10 tells us that.
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. Satan thought that Calvary was God's greatest defeat. but it turned out to be God's greatest victory. Woo! And Satan's greatest defeat. Colossians, I'm wearing Brother Tommy out, Colossians 2 and 15. Hey, God tells us, Brother Tom, that Chuck, amen, how that this was God's, amen, great victory. Hallelujah. Hey, devil, you better watch out. Amen, God unleashed the Holy Ghost. I said God unleashed, amen, the power of Calvary. Amen, now, great God, we don't have to, like the Old Testament, go before a priest and wait, Brother Tommy, for the priest once a year to go into the Holy of Holies and offer up a sacrifice for the sins of the people. But when Jesus was crucified, darkness fell upon the face of the earth. The centurion cried, surely this was the Son of God.
Yeah.
The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom.
Woo!
And gave us access straight divine to the throne of God. I don't got to depend on a priest. I can go into the throne room. I can go straight to the Father and say, Lord, will you forgive me of my sin? Devil, you didn't understand the plan of God. I said, you've unleashed heaven's fury, God's eternal plan.
Woo!
A salvation.
Yes, God.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
He said he made a show of them.
Yeah.
Great God, they thought they knew how to stop me in my tracks.
Woo!
They thought they was going to get my son, my only son, amen, and crucify him and kill him, amen, and thwart the very plan of God. But God said, I made a show of them.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I said, God said, I made a show of them. Hey, they thought they knew my plan, but my plan was developed before the foundation of the world. And my son was slain. He had to go to the cross. He was born that he might die, and he died that he might raise again on the third day. And now he ever liveth to make intercession.
Woo!
For you and me. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne on high, and all we gotta do is call unto him, and he hears us when we cry. Holy, holy, holy. Help us, Lord. I'm just about done.
Jesus.
Amen. Got a lot more, but it's time to quit. But if this interpretation is true, listen to me. Amen. Amen. Then it opens up the challenging area of consideration that the satanic forces, including the devil himself, did not even understand God's plan. They could understand, amen, that Jesus would have to come. Amen, but they could not grasp the full significance of the cross because it was hidden by God. Satan thought that Calvary, amen, was God's greatest defeat, I told you. But he found out it was God's greatest victory. From the time of our Lord's birth into the world, Satan tried to kill him because he didn't fully understand the vast results, amen, of Christ's death and his resurrection. Had the demoniac rulers known, they would not have engineered the death of Christ, Paul says. Of course, all of this was part of God's plan. Somebody said, well, did God have a plan when he created man in his own image that man should live eternally? Yes. Amen. Well, amen, did God have to turn to plan B because Eve fell into sin? The Bible said, Adam being not deceived, but Eve being deceived, Eve was deceived by the devil. Amen. Did that thwart the plan of God? No. God knew that before it ever happened. That did not thwart the very plan of God. But God said it was my plan. I put man on the earth that they would be sinless and that they would live forever. But man in his own rebellion sinned against God. And the Bible said Adam, being not deceived, took of that fruit. He was separated from his wife Eve. They was made in the likeness of God. Now Adam being holy and Eve being sinful, they were separated. Amen. And Bible said Adam, being not deceived, took of that forbidden fruit. Amen. And he stooped down to her level. And ever since that time, a Savior had to come. And great God in heaven, Brother Tommy, he came. I'm done. I said he came. And not only did he come, but he ever liveth. He's alive today. I said he's alive today. He's sitting on the throne today. Did the devil know this? 1,000 times no. I said he's alive on the throne today.
Yes, Lord. Let me tell you something here.
Jesus.
Woo! Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
America was built and founded upon men that were seeking God.
You're right.
Brother Tommy just did a great lesson of the pilgrims that left England. Left that tyrant church of England.
Yep.
Catholicism. Amen. Had a strong iron hold on them. But they left out there on a ship, landed on Plymouth Rock. Hundreds of them died. Hey God. Amen. I read the other day. Amen. That even after hundreds of them died, that's where they come up with Thanksgiving Day at.
Yep.
Did you know that? They died up there. Hundreds of their families died. But they came up and put a stake in the ground and said, we're still thankful that we can serve and worship God in freedom.
Yes.
We're not under the tyranny of England and the Church of England, but we're free. I come today at church, we're still free. Thank God to serve and to worship God. He's still alive and sitting on the throne.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's what separates Christianity. Amen. Apart from every doctrine. Amen. Why? Because Buddha's still in the grave.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Muhammad came and now he's dead. Hey, God. Confucius, amen, he's still in the grave. You go to every idol god that people worship, it was some man that they esteemed and they put him up in a high place. But when he died, great God, his ashes are still in the ground.
Right.
But oh, I tell you about one tonight. His name is Hosanna.
Woo!
I said his name is Jesus. Name is the Christ, and he came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and he left the portals of glory where the angels were crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And he left all of that, and he came merely, and he came wrapped, amen, in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger. They made fun of him. Hey God, he didn't have even a place to call his own. The foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his own head. But thank God he came. And at 33 and a half years of age, they crucified him on a cross. Hey, and they cried, it is finished. What was finished? The plan of God. Devil, that's what it was. It was God's plan.
Woo!
Was finished.
Yes.
And Brother Chuck, the third day, I'm done. Stay with me. We're done. And the third day, my.
Glory.
Woo! I can't preach this like that old black preacher preached it. But he said, oh, that third day, when the devil and death were over there clapping their hands and joyous that they had the one and only begotten Son of God. We've got him right where we want him. We've got him in the tomb. Death has got a hold of him. Amen. Old man Death said, I've never got a hold of nobody. Amen. Who I ever had to turn loose of. Lazarus came back for a little while, but he died again. Old man Death said, I got him. I got him right where I want him. But devil, what you didn't realize, up in heaven the angels were rejoicing. The plan of God was complete. Christ had been crucified. The blood had been shed upon the mercy seat. And it ever liveth to make intercession. I come to tell you, church, now all you got to do is call unto him whosoever will. Are you a sinner? Call unto him. He'll save you. I said call unto him. Amen. He'll redeem you by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
Grave. Confucius still in the grave. But Jesus, the third day, death said, oh my, there was a shaking that felt like an earthquake. Woo! Death was losing his grips. Amen. And Jesus got up on that third day. Hey, God, he come out of that tomb. Amen. Some of those others went out early to the grave, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why? Why did that angel roll away that stone and let Jesus out? No, he was already gone.
That's right.
He was already gone.
Yeah.
But to let us in and to let us know that he's not here anymore.
Amen.
Where's he at? He liveth or liveth. He's alive. He's at the right hand of the throne on high. Why? So whosoever will call unto him can be saved.
Yes, God.
How's the world going to get saved? Calling to him. How's America going to be healed? Calling to him.
Yes.
How's the world going to be healed? Calling to him. Great God. He's the one that, only one that can help us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Let's pray, Lord. I thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost I felt right here tonight in this house. I thank you, Lord, that your plan was complete. Amen. The devil tried to thwart the plan of God. But, oh, I'm so glad, God, that your plan is complete. And that Jesus Christ was crucified. But thank God on the third day he got up and he liveth to make intercession for us. He is the propitiator for the sins of all of men. Thank God for that. Lord, if there be somebody listening by way of their way, whichever way it is, I pray, God, that you convict their hearts. Lord, would you help the church, strengthen the church, help us to stand in this last day. Give us courage, and not the spirit of fear, but give us courage. But God, the world out there, the sinners, they're fearful, they're frightened. I pray, God, would you help them to feel that burden, to call unto you. Amen. The one that's at the right hand of the throne on high. Lord, you said you'd forgive us. Whosoever will call unto me.
Amen.
That's who he'll forgive. That's who he'll save if you'll call unto him. We're gonna, amen, open this up for an altar call. Thank you once again for tuning in. I deliver to you my heart here today. Call unto the Lord. I believe he'll be found of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just suppose God has so.
Forever, my soul.
again, we sure